Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2253, recorded on Tuesday the 19th of December 2023. I'm Alison Aplin, and here with me is Phil Harrison to read the first part of this week's Chatterbox. You can always call Chatterbox and leave us a message with your views and comments at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. Before we start this edition, we have a message from the chair of the Chatterbox committee, Roger Ryan. Phil will read Roger's message.
Gaynor Lord, it is with a great deal of sadness that we have to report the death of Chatterbox reader Gaynor Lord. She was a familiar voice at Chatterbox and had been a valued member of the Chatterbox Team 3 since 2021. Gaynor had also helped with wallet administration. Chatterbox volunteers will not only remember her hard work, but more than that, the fact that she was fun to be around. Her can-do attitude and dedication to the charity will not be forgotten. There is no doubt that she will be much missed by her Chatterbox colleagues and friends. Our thoughts are with her husband Clive and the rest of the family.
Thank you, Phil. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, one letter to the newspaper, information desk and three features. Two of the features have a seasonal flavour, while the third highlights two acrobats who started their careers in Norwich. Phil will now introduce the first set of news stories.
We will start this week with various news stories about help to the disadvantaged in Norfolk. Voluntary Norfolk is looking for winter heroes to help vulnerable people in the county. Homestart Norfolk has received the King's Award for Voluntary Service for its work with families with young children, and the Great Hospital in Norwich has received a funding boost. A Norfolk-based rural mental health helpline is starting in 2024, while the Waiting Well project, run by the North Norfolk District Council, has been helping people waiting for knee and hip surgery. Alison will start with a message from Voluntary Norfolk.
Winter heroes are being sought to lend a helping hand by keeping an eye on their vulnerable Norfolk neighbours this Christmas. Volunteers are being sought to make sure people are not lonely and that they get the support they need over the festive period. Charity bosses at Voluntary Norfolk say that volunteers can help ease the winter pressure on hospitals and social services by checking up on neighbours. The charity says volunteers can help make sure older and vulnerable people who are back home after spells in hospitals are okay, helping to ease pressure on the NHS and social workers. The charity hopes people will come forward to check up on their neighbours and do basic tasks like making sure smoke and fire alarms are working, picking up groceries or prescriptions, providing a bit of company, or walking the dog. Belinda Axton, head of volunteer services at Voluntary Norfolk, said, "Winter is a challenging time for many, and the power of volunteers is extraordinary. Whether you're excited to learn new skills in a health setting or just want to give back to your community, we have the role for you. A few hours of your time can make a real difference to someone's life."
King's Award. Family support charity Homestart Norfolk has received the King's Award for Voluntary Service, the highest honour given to volunteer groups working across the nation's communities. Senior lead Liz Cross said, "Homestart Norfolk is absolutely delighted to accept this award on behalf of our wonderful team of volunteers. We're very honoured to be amongst the first of King Charles III's nominations for this prestigious award." The charity's 120 volunteers support families with the young children experiencing life challenges, many of whom face exceptional difficulties and find themselves struggling to cope. Volunteers build a trusted relationship with a family and provide informal, accessible and non-judgmental support, allowing families to develop self-resilience and positive changes to their lives. Volunteers show exceptional commitment and passion in their support of Homestart Norfolk and the families they work with. Patron Lady Claire Agnew said, I've been associated with Homestart Norfolk for several years now, and I'm always so impressed by the quality of the work that they do. If only there could be more of their wonderful volunteers so they could support even more families.
Sheltered housing. A scheme that will see extra sheltered housing provided within a medieval hospital has been given a funding boost. Norwich City Council has agreed to give County Hall £500,000 to help progress two projects intended to help older people and those with long-term mental health issues. This will see £200,000 go towards work at the Great Hospital, which will provide 19 independent living spaces for older people needing round-the-clock care. The medieval hospital has existed since the 13th century and has retirement housing on site. The scheme already has planning approval and has been cleared, meaning it could be built and operational within 2 years. A further £300,000 will go to Webster Court, which helps people with mental health, care and support needs, including those who have previously been homeless.
A rural mental health helpline will go live from the new year, offering more immediate support to farmers and people in isolated communities. The Norfolk-based YANA, You Are Not Alone, charity is launching direct telephone access to improve the support offered by its existing helpline, said Chairman of Trustees Henry Kilvert. He told members of Halton District Farmers Club that three part-time staff have been recruited, who will start taking calls in person from January on weekday mornings. "We're expanding the service offered by our helpline," said Mr. Kilvert. "Instead of callers leaving a message and then receiving a call back, our team will be able to offer support." Since YANA was founded 15 years ago in Norfolk with the initial support of the Clan Trust, it expanded into Suffolk in 2012 and now covers the whole of East Anglia, said Mr. Kilvert. "The agricultural industry had seen too many lives lost to suicide," he said, "so YANA was launched in 2008, largely through the determined efforts of its patron, Melinda Raker. YANA offers confidential support and free counselling for those in the farming and rural industries.
People waiting for hip and knee surgery at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital have been given a much-needed leg up. Since November last year, the North Norfolk Waiting Well project has supported 361 patients, helping them live as safely and independently as possible while waiting for their treatment. Nathan Fox, the Waiting Well officer at North Norfolk District Council, said the first 12 months of the project had been a great success. Mr. Fox said, "It's an example of best practice, reaching out to patients before they reach a crisis to find out how we can help and possibly prevent falls and hospital admissions by doing so. We hope to continue providing these types of services in the future." Services provided through the project include supporting 72 people to get disability living aids or equipment, directing 165 people to accessible and local exercise classes, and giving 32 people advice about adapting their homes for disability.